You're listening to SBS News.
On the Crimean Peninsula, hundreds of freight trucks have been lined up for days. They're waiting for ferries to cross the Kerch Strait after the bridge linking the peninsula to mainland Russia was bombed on Sunday. Truck driver Andrei Mikhailov says the queue hasn't moved at all since the explosion. He's been told it could be another 4 days before they can cross.
There's not much information. Columns are formed to go through Mariupol, but the ferry traffic is very little. According to my information, it's only 20 to 40 cars a day that leave by ferry, but we have no desire to go through Mariupol.
Kyiv is remaining tight-lipped about who is responsible for the bridge blast, but the attack has enraged Russian President Vladimir Putin, for whom the bridge was a symbol of his country's 2014 annexation of the Crimean Peninsula. He's labelled it an act of terrorism carried out by Ukraine's special forces. Russia says it's now arrested 8 people over the attack, including 5 of its citizens and 3 from Ukraine and Armenia. Russia has also escalated its attacks on Ukraine in retaliation, firing more than 100 missiles this week on cities including the capital, Kyiv. US Defence Chief Mark Milley has suggested Russia's latest assault on Ukraine could constitute war crimes.
In the past few days, Russia has increased their strikes on civilian infrastructure, power generation, and dams. Russia has deliberately struck civilian infrastructure with the purpose of harming civilians. They have targeted the elderly, the women, and the children of Ukraine. Indiscriminate and deliberate attacks on civilians' targets is a war crime in the international rules of war. Ukraine and its citizens have suffered greatly, but the people and the nation of Ukraine endure.
Mark Milley was speaking at a meeting of NATO defence ministers in Brussels. At the summit, more than 50 countries pledged to provide Ukraine with more weapons, including air defence systems requested by President Volodymyr Zelensky to counter missile strikes. NATO Secretary-General Jens Stoltenberg says alliance members will support Ukraine for as long as is necessary.
Over the last weeks, we have seen the most serious escalation of the war since the invasion in February. Russia is mobilizing tens of thousands of new troops. They are trying to illegally annex new Ukrainian lands. And we have seen the indiscriminate strikes against Ukrainian cities. And then, of course, we also have heard the veiled nuclear threats coming from Moscow.
Across the other side of the world, another key international alliance was stepping up its opposition to the war. A vote in the United Nations General Assembly has overwhelmingly condemned Russia's annexation of 4 Ukrainian territories. The resolution is in response to the Kremlin's claim in late September that residents of the partially occupied Ukrainian regions of Donetsk, Luhansk, Kherson and Zaporizhia had voted in a referendum to become a part of Russia. United States Ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, told the General Assembly the annexation is illegal and against international law. She says the resolution calls on Russia to immediately withdraw its claims to Ukrainian land.
Colleagues, the facts are clear. A UN member state, one with a permanent seat on the Security Council, has attempted to annex territory from its neighbor by force. This UN member state has not only put its neighbor in its crosshairs, but also put a bullseye in this institution's core principle: one country cannot take the territory of another by force.
It's the UN's strongest display yet of opposition to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. 143 countries, or three-quarters of the 193 member states, voted in favour of the resolution. That's more than the 141 who voted to condemn Russia's invasion of Ukraine when the war first started back in February. Addressing the General Assembly, Russia's permanent representative to the UN, Vasily Nebenzia, denounced the resolution resolution and defended the referendum as legitimate. He accused the West of double standards and pursuing its own geopolitical goals.
The West is completely deaf to the problems of the Global South and to calls to finally address them. All efforts are thrown at promoting the Ukrainian narrative, but not for the sake of the country's well-being. Only in an attempt to harm Russia.
Four countries joined Russia in voting against the motion, including Syria, Nicaragua, North Korea, and Belarus. 35 countries abstained from the vote, including Russia's strategic partner, China. Claire Slattery, SBS News.